Miyar Daf and Mem Aleph Amid Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonon Yevam Ashleisha Chadoshim Arishainim Nizainis Michel Bau. The first three Chadoshim after Mrs. Bailo, so she has a schus to be Doive Mizainis from the Michsei Habau. What does Rashi say? Shleisha chadashim arishonim she'ena yachayla lehinosei machmas baylo. That means the issues of the mace is preventing her from getting married to someone else. Is nizaynis mishal baylo she'ken kosav lo'ate yosve beveisi umitzene minichsi kol yemei mega amalusich. There's a chiyuv ksube that calls man mitzad almone. It has to be yosva bebeisi. That means mitzad the issues of the baal. So he's mechuyev teshtalotzu mezainis. That is the first three chadoshim. The first three chadoshim, because of the issues of the mace, also didn't have chone. She's not allowed to get married. This way she can get married, so let her get married and she'll get mezainis from her new husband. But because of him, she can't get married. So memele, the first three chadashim is teshtalot to mezainis. Mikan ve'eilech, after the first 3 months, eina nizainis loy mishal baal v'loy mishal yovam. Let us see Rashi. Mikan ve'elachene nizaynis le'mishabav le'mishayovim. So Rashi asks, ve'ene doime l'shar almone. He says, by an almone, it's not like that. The hosom kozman sheleini seis la'acher, ve'meres machmas pleini bali shekvoide godol ala yesh lo mizaynis. By a poshet almone, if she remains single because of the kvod baila, so that's also called mega almanuseich. That means that's called the kvod baila. She doesn't want to. She wants to remain his almone. Is so therefore he's mechuyev to give her mezainis. Aval hach agide biyavem. But when is it called kvodai shel baal? If halachically she could get married, no, she's not getting married because of kvaydai. So then it's called mega malusech. Aval hach agid biyom. Here, if she wants to get married, she can't get married. That what is holding her back from getting married is the yavam. If she wants to get married, she can't get married. The fikach ein la al nichse baal mezainis. So therefore, the Baal is not the sibbe of her not getting married. So memele, so she can't mom me nichsei Baal. V'loi mishel yavo. Now the yavo doesn't have any issues in her. Issues that is machayev mezainis. Ad sheti kamis l'chupet. So the Baal is not the miyakiv. The Yavam, there is no Ishus in the Yavam, which is Mechayev Mezainis, so she's stuck without Mezainis. Omad Bedin Uborach, Nizainis Mishal Yov. So let us see Rashi. We'll see this in Machlekes Rashi in Taisus. But Rashi says, Shad Omad Bedin, Shetavate Bedin, Oiknois Oipteil. Uborach, and he ran away. He shirked his responsibility. Is nizaynis mishal yavam the kantzinalei? That means meikar adin. He's also not chayv to give him mizaynis. As she said before, the chiv mizaynis of the yavam is tikanis lachupa. That's when she's mechuyev. That's when he's mechuyev to shtalot to mizaynis, like any other nesuim. But now, by running away, he puts her into a very difficult matziv, that she's stuck, she can't get married to anyone. And, And by shaking his responsibility, Chazal counseled him, and they were mechayev him to give him a zaynus. Novla lifnei yavam kotten mai. What is the din if she fell for a yavam that is a kotten? That means that the yavam is unable to make even more chalitza for a long period of time. Is miyavam leslo? That is poshut. From the yavam you can't mum mizainis. He's a cotton, and but you can mum from him. He can't do anything. His hands are tied. He can't make even more chalitza. So he's ichanat mechuyev and mizainis. Mi baal mai. Can you mum mizainis from the baal? Is pligi bo rabache ve rabine chad oma islo ve chad oma leslo. Behilchiso leslo mishamaya kontsuo. There's a very unclear gemara. I didn't find anyone speaking pshat in this gemara. I found the Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan Simen Kufsama Chayshid Aleph says as follows. V'ze loy mikri mu'ukeves mimenu. That the reason you cannot mon from the Baal, you cannot mon from the Baal because it's not considered mu'ukeves mimenu, sherei mitzidoi v'yechotei lachaloi tzuliyadim achazman. That means, mitzad the issues, my issues, there's a yavam that can take care of the issues. Either it can be mamshech the issues if he makes yibum, or it can be menatik the issues if he makes chalitza. That means mitzad my issues. There's a yavam. You're mesudah. That means you're mesudah. Now there's a different problem. The yavam at the present time is not capable of doing yibum or chalitza. So that means there's the issues of the mace is not mechuyev to shtelzu mezoinus after three chadoshim. That means the nichsei hamace is not mechuyev because mitzad the issues there is someone that can take care of this issues now. That means you're not allowed to get married, but see issues amaze. But there's set up someone that can take care of it. So the issues alone is not an equal. There's someone that can take care of this issues. No, there's a different problem. He's too young. He's a cotton. What would be if he'd be a cheresh or a shaita? So that is not mitzad my kinyan issues. That's the Rabbeinu Shlomo was mitzad of this. So therefore, it's not called mu'kedes mimeni. It would seem that was the shakla b'tayin in the Gemara. The shakla b'tayin in the Gemara was like this: if there's a yovam around that could give yibum b'chalitza, so he cannot called mu'kedes mimeni because he can take care of everything. If he doesn't take care, so it's not me; it's him. So why do you want money from the mace? But here, Lemaise, his issues put her in a matzev that she's helpless now, that there's no one that can take care of her tzrochim. There's no one that can be mamshech the issues or being menatik the issues. So that's what he called mukeves mimenu. Mi says, no, it's not true. It's not mimenu. There's problems here, but he is not the factor of the problem. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was the one that was masav of this problem. Mitzad the issues, there's a yavam that can take care, either being mamshir the issues or being menatik the issues. Let us see Taisus. Omad bedina borach. So Rashi learns pshat that borach means that he wants to shirk his responsibility, that he's running away, he won't do anything, and so mamela we consent him. So Taisva says, no, that's not pshat. Lav beborach bishvilo airi. This is not the case of zborach bishvilo. Sheroitza la'agno. He wants to be ma'agno. Vein roitza loy liyam loy lachloitz. The perik basra diksubis porach mino l'shmu. Dachayish l'tzorik. So let us explain for 1 minute what Tosfos is saying. There's a member of Shmuel. Shmuel said that you cannot mon mezainis minichse habal, shalei bifnei habal, because there could be many factors which we are unaware of. There are two factors which the Gemara mentions. One factor is tzori. That means like this, the husband went away, and the mele, and she's married, and you need mezainis, so let's we'll go. Now she comes to Bez and listen, I need mezainis, so be goyvim in ifsei habal. So Shmuel said, maybe it was matfas tzori, maybe before he went away, he gave her mashkainis, he gave her money, and he told her, this should take care of your mezainis. She's not telling that to Bezdin, but you can't take away his nechosim, but some will say, because she says, I need mezainis. This is something to think about. That's one thing to think about. And then there's another cheshbon that Shmuel says, maybe he had told her, see maise yadayich lemzainisayich. Maybe he made a deal with her, and you know what, like this tiknu, the maise yadayich tachas mezainisayich, it's a compromise. He tells to mezainis, she has to work for him. Maybe he told her that Rakert, I won't give you mezainis, and you can keep your maisi a diamond. She was masking. So if that was the case, so he doesn't owe her mezainis. So now he went away, and she's going to come to Bez, and I need mezainis. So Shmuel said, Kozman, you don't know what really happened. We don't, you're not yered in the chosa because of these two choshes, either hatfosa schori or tzi ma'is yedachum zeinisai. So the Gemara asks on this din, by Borach, the Yavon Zeboch, he give mezoines, so the Mea Sakashan Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that's chayish le tzori, so let's be afraid, how can you use Borach, how can you be yered in the chosa and take mezoines, maybe gave a tzori. So Taisa says, please, if this person is such a mushchas that he's running away to be ma'agana, doesn't have the decency to make either chalitza yibum, so this person, Yechayish l'mafas tzori, Shmuel was speaking about a husband that they were living happily together, he's a mensch, and he knows he's going away, so he's matvas tzori, but by this person is a shash tzori. Bim b'shvil ha'borach ha'ma'isal ha'meichesh l'tzori. It's speaking about he had to run away for different reasons. It was, he was unable to remain, he had Bali Chavis or other reasons. He couldn't stay in town. So that means like this, he went to Bezdin. And Bezdin said, we'll see later, Taisvis, Yabe Mechaloit. He said, fine, I'll be Meyab. And then later he had to run away. Now he's in Alaska now. Whenever there'll be Yibum, who knows? There'll ever be Yibum. So the Gemara, and that the Gemara says that, even though Lemaise, he's an onus now, if we look at it theoretically, I want to make Yibum, I said I'm going to make Yibum, I would make Yibum, now I'm an honest. So L'chayre, he could come with a Ptur and say, listen, the Chiyuv Mezainis is after Nisuin. I'm looking to make Nisuin. No, I'm an honest. I can't make Nisuin now. So the Gemara says Nishta. So the Gemara says, but you have to give now the Mezainis which Nisuin are Mechayiv. That's what Tosfos says. The lav daf geborach, the who had in chola. Let's say if he got sick, and he can't make yibum now, so also you have to shtel to mezainis. The kivin, the loy bishvila borach, because since borach is not the way Rashi said, that he ran away because tamazai he wants to be magana. No, he had to run away. Elamach mezainis shvila loy is mali borach, mali cholos. What's the difference if he ran away, if he got sick? Lamaisa is now in a matzav that he can't make yibum, and she's stuck without mezainis. Period. Now, the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis klaus ha-shayla. The halacha is, let us speak about for 1 minute an aruse. An aruse is not chiyuv mezaynus. When there comes a gozman, but they make a zman when they have to make nisuin. When there comes a gozman, he's mechuyiv to make nisuin. If he doesn't make nisuin, he's mechuyiv to give a mezaynus ready. You should have made... There was an agreement that now we're going to make the nesuin, and if you don't make nesuin, already al kaponim you mechuyev tishtel tzum mezayne. So the Gemara klaus ha-shayla, what's the din cholo? What is the din? If he got sick, tishtel tzum mezayne, he would he get married, but he can't make it nesuin now. So Taisha says, haynu shecholo miyad ba gozman. There the Gemara is speaking about, that he was already sick when the time came to get married. So lemaisa, so this man is a mechayev, and he can be mechayevim because he's alive by nisuin now. Avol hoche shechola acher sheomad bedin, v'havolei lekainza la'alta kainim she'ira le'aynis. That means Bemison, he's timing like this. I have intent to be miyabma. No, when she's my wife, I'm zicher, ask him to give her mezainus, that's my obligation. But she didn't become my wife now, he's eating himself up, why should he give mezainus to a woman who's not his wife? So there's a tiny, that is not an excuse. That means you were masked, Bezen gave you an alternative, you said you can make yibum, so make yibum. Why didn't you make Yibum? Now you want to tie it to 5 days later. Now I can't make Yibum anymore, and I had it on the way. So that's not an excuse for you. You should be part of a business. Theoretically, you should have made Yibum before, and then me'ikera, then you'd be mechayev mezaynus. So now we'll see, as Taisa says later, it's a knas, you mechayev now to give mezaynus also. V'nira l'ri, Davke b'nisratze le'yibum u'borach. Our Gemara is speaking about, he agreed to make yibum, and he ran away ba'inis. So l'maise, so the gather is, says this, you're maskim to take her for a wife, so be'etzim, theoretically, you're mechuyev to give her mezaynus when you'll take her for a wife, and now, and you could have taken her for a wife, and you dilly-dally a little bit, and now you can't take any more for a wife. So here the din is that you have to give mezainis out upon him. Avol im loinis ratza ela lachlitz, but what? He never had intentions to take her for a wife. He said he's going to give chalitza. Hey, nira she yiskinu lo chachami mezainis miyavim, kivin dein seif ela yavim ela lachlitz. That means the chi of mezainis over here is be'etzim, the chi of mezainis, what should have come about through the yibum that you should have made, you didn't do it, so that's not, so she isn't mechuyev to suffer because of this, but this din mezainis is the mezainis of nisuin. That means nisuin is mechayev mezainis, and there should have been a nisuin, so now this excuse, what can I do now? Is fact, but we tell what you should have done before, so now you al kaponim give him a zaynus. But if you never had any intentions of being miyabmah, elalachloit, so there's no din mezainus stamazoi to give now, so now it's a problem, this lady is a problem, Takesh, she's stuck. She has no way to get married, and you're in Alaska now, you ran away, and that's a problem. So you have to make an appeal for her. But al kaponim, the yavam is not mechuyiv yetusha shalom mezainis. The whole chiyuv mezainis of the yavam is only when be'etzem, he should have been miyavam her already and give her mezainis. So the mezainis of ishus already, we mechayiv him to give. That when you didn't do it, so she's not mechuyev to suffer because of that. Number one. Number two, v'davke borach tiknu lo mezainis. That's davke if he had to run away. And now it's a difficult matzav that now he can't be miyabim. Avoloi borach, loy mishim de loy shchiach she yach mel yabm kiven de ise kamon ve nisrat mishim zman mut she rog lach loy tikna lam zeins but what would be if it's loy borach that means she took him to bezen he said la mai said I'm going to be miyabm a week passed by he didn't do anything yet so we don't have to get nervous because of this. I mean, Lamais, he can be Miyabma. He said he will be Miyabma. Mistama, he will be Miyabma. So finish. So there's no reason that we should force him to give Mizainis. Well, Be'etzim, the Mechayiv of Mizainis is the Yibum. And he's going to make Yibum. So he was mashing the Yibum a week or two. We're not Mechayiv him. Here Lamais, there won't be any Yibum because it's Borah. The Gemara says, they're speaking about Sha'omad Bedin, the Poskolo Mezainis Mishaloi. That's it could be made for the Nidorim, Beni Maske, Klal Borach. Avot, some Emela, so there it's a it would seem not the way Tosfos had said. That means as soon as he was Mechayiv himself, to make Yibum, so that's Tagor's man. So make Yibum already. So make Yibum. Now's this madness. If you don't make Yibum, you're Mechuyev Mezainis ready. So it would seem that if it's on Baruch. Afal gav dosam ayri bovet b'mayme. To the precious lel, the spring body made maima. Linyan zay in shem svar lechal benosu ba maima lelo yoso. Maima is not a trufa in this case. That means the shaila is the chiyuv mezainis comes about with nisuin with yibum. Now, so the maima won't help the situation. If we say that the amod bedin is mechayiv him to give mezainis, now it's a din of agos man, and it's called already that his man the suin came already. So maima, so it's no chilek we made maima if it didn't make maima. The Gemara there that mentions maima sheyesh ne yevamim, they're speaking about this two yevamim. So there we don't know bechlal who the baldover is, who's oimed liyabo. Dilo yosa maima loizeva loizele mechaive mezainis loizeva loizeva l'nisratz echanem liyabim uborach. That means without maima you can't be matalachim and any yavam. I mean, why me? Let the other one do it. So some say to make achiv mezainis and a yavam. There's another yavam around. You can't do such a thing. This is a problem. It's the pashtus of the Loshon HaGemara over there would seem it's speaking about without Borach. Rashi Dachshama says it's speaking about Borach. Rashi wasn't the spoil. Rashi Lositos is such a Borach. That's what Rashi says. Now Taisa says further as follows. Uktas nire the machmes kna shekansu chachomim shalaykon sotikna lo mezoinis. Taisa says that about Nachala Maises, when it's Borach, it's not pshat is that we had mentioned before the Zasfora by Agor's man, that this is this man of Nisuin, so we consider that the Nisuin has started already. You didn't make Mepel Nisuin, so that's your hadlock. But the Chiyuvi Nisuin started already, Yumachuyiv, Bimazay Nisel, Nachsim Daflos as Mais Yoder Shalor, Shaloi, I mean, the Choshim Mishpat of Nisuyin started already in these Nekudis. Potaisva says, but over here, this Chiyuv Mezoinis is a Knas. That means Nisuyin didn't start yet.
Machs Pnashe Kanzul Chomish Loi Konzo Tikta Lomba Zoynis. Doi Maisi Yodeo Shaloi. Because here the Maisi Yodeo does not belong to him. Atosis knew this, but so since the Maisi Yodeo is not his, so Kolchach, this is not the Chiyuv Mezoynis of a Nesuah. The Chiyuv Mezoynis of a Nesuah comes with a compromise. He gives Mezoynis and she stole so Maisi Yodeo. And here there's no Maisi Yadayim. How do I know there's no Maisi Yadayim over here? Kedoma Peik Basa Diksubis. He Mishum Maisi Yadayim Lai Mishabdalai. The Gemara wanted to ask again on Shmuel. Shmuel, we mentioned before, Shmuel says, Thomas, that he can't be Yadayim on the Chosov to get Mizoynis. Maybe he said that see Maisi Yadayim Lai Mizoynis. So the Gemara says, but by our case, there's nothing what to worry about because she's not Meshubed Maisi Yadayim. So Mamela, so therefore, there's no Kasha and Shmuel. That's what the Gemara says. So we see clone the Gemara, there's no Shibud of Maisi Yadayim. V'afal piken yechayim v'mezaynis. So al kolchoch, this Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Knas, not a Chiyuv of Ki'ilu Niseis. Period. So Taisves Ulamaida Frishis the Bishaloi Borach Ainla Mizainis says, but really the way I said before that there's two cases of Omad Bidin. There's an Omad Bidin and before Borach. And then there's an Omad Bidin, then there's a Matzav of Borach. So Taisves said as follows. Omad Bidin is not Mechayev Mezainis, even though he didn't make Yibum yet. So you wait, he'll make it in a week, in 2 weeks, that's, the Chazal will never Mechayev Mezainis out to Omad Bidin and he, and his commitment to make Yibum. The whole Chiyuv of Mezainis is Chal with the Brich. So Tay says, Omay the Frish is, the Bishaloi Barach Eila Mizainis, and the Rai the Maisi Yadayne Shaloi, the Locho Shem Oma Lo Tzi Maisi Yadayne from Zainisayach, the Katila Mishabdi Lo Adshe Yibrach Vivsuku Lo Mizainis. So Taisva says that the Gemara is speaking about, we're speaking about according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the Moyes Takasha, how can be yelled in the Chosov to be Goyve Mizainis? Maybe said Tzi Maisi Yadayne from Zainisayach. So my mate, that was a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, don't be worried about that, because, Lei Mishabdalei, she doesn't own Maisi Yadayim. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisa says, oh, so you see, Klo, Sechiv Mezainis, without a Shiba the Maisi Yadayim. So you see, it's a Knas, because it's not a real Chiv. So then Taisa says, but the way I said before, it's no Raya. The Gemara is speaking about before the Bricha. The Shail is after the Bricha, we gave him in a chosav. So the Gemara says, now after the Bricha, let us be afraid. Maybe he had said, Tzi Maish Yadach Mzein Yisayach. So the Gemara says, no. Because since before the Bricha, she didn't know many Maish Yadayim. And now we ran away. So the Zicha never was an upmach of Tzi Maish Yadach Mzein Yisayach. Because the Chiv was just Chal now, and before there was no Maisi Yadayim. Or it could, that's what the Gemara is saying, but it could very well be with the Chiyuv that is Chal B'Shas Bricha. Could be then there's also a Chiyuv of Maisi Yadayim. So it's no Raya. Umiyu ay marida lepirish yet ve'av lemeimed lo mechayv b'zay nisel. The Gemara should have said, if the Gemara means to say that till the Bricha, the Gemara is only speaking about till the Bricha, not after the Bricha. So the Gemara should have said, why should you be chayish? That he said, see, my see, there's no chiyuv mezainis till then. Why did the Gemara speak about le mishabdalei? So it would seem that the Gemara means to say that she's never mishubed to the yov mafilu after the Bricha. There's no shibud for Maisi Yodel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon, Yevome Shecholzo Lo Achim b'seich shloisha. If they gave her a chalitza b'seich shloisha, so now, So she's not allowed to get married till three chadoshim. Till three chadoshim, she's not allowed to get married. Three chadoshim pass by, we see she's not muberes. So now she's allowed to get married. La'acha gimel. What if the chalitza was after gimel? So they saw already when they gave chalitza, she's not muberes. Ain't tzricha lahamtim gimel chadoshim. She don't have to wait gimel chadoshim after the chalitza. Because as long as they waited 3 months from the Misa, so that's sufficient to make Avchonim. Heavy, Hagimol Chadoshim Shamru Mishas Misas Habal, Voloi Mishas Chalitzas Ayovo. Now, let us just try to translate what this means, halachically. L'chayre, the chalitze of the yavam is a nituk of the ishus of the mace. We see a ishus a mace a chutzal ishzo. There's ishus from the mace. And the chalit, the gemara have a meaning kedushin that a yavam can give a get on the ishus a mace. Well, because the pasuk na'alein midachin elay. But the Aishas Hamais becomes minutik with the Chalitza, through the Chalitza. So now we have two stages by a Chalutza. That means as soon as the husband dies, I know that she was Peirish from her husband. That means there's no Shash Bepoil of beer from her husband, so there's no chiv havchone. That's with the misas hayavam. With the chalitze, that's when the, but, so we have a ishus, which I know there was a prisha, there's still an ishus that's continuing, she's still ashes hameis, but I know he was perish from her. With the chalitze, the issues ended. So now, if we would word it, the din havchana, when do we start counting the 3 months? From when I know there was a prisha, or from when the issues officially ended? So we see from here that the 3 months are counted from when I know he was perish mimeno. That's what it says over here. The issues ends with the chalitza, but the prisha was Ayidei Misosa, heavy Agimel Chadosh Shomu Mishas Misas Abal, Vloy Mishas Chalitzas Ayovim. You don't start counting when the Ishus was Minutik, you start Cheshbening when the Prishus started. So as long as there was Perish 3 months from us, I know there's no Shalom of Chonim. So the Gemara says, Maish no Miget, the Rav Omar Mishas Nesine, Shmuel Omar Mishas Ksiva. Now this is a very interesting machlokes, that the halacha is that when a person writes a get to his wife, he's not permitted to be misyached with her after the Ksiva Saget. So Bishas Ksiva Saget is perish mimena. That's it. And so now we have a machlokes, when do you start counting the, so this man aksive is this man aprisha. This man anasine is this man nitokeishus. Now when do you start counting the 3 months from this man aprisha, from this man anitok? So we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav says mishas nasine, that you start counting the 3 months from this man nitokeishus, when the, even though I know he was perished before, you don't look at that. We start counting 3 months when the ishus ended, then we wait 3 months for her to get married again. That's what Rav says. Ushmul omu mishas ksive. So the Gemara is asking Yakasha and Rav. The Gemara is asking Yakasha and Rav, according to Rav, so what is the difference between chalitza and get? By Chalitza, we start counting the 3 months of Avchone from the Zman Aprisha, which is the Zman of the Mises Habal. Even though there's still issues. And by Get, we start counting the 3 months from the Zman of the Nitoke issues. Shas Nesin, Omarove, Kal Vuchayma, Isa Koris, Itarte, Isa Lav, Loikoshke. Let us see Rashi. Tzricha Lahamtin, Achila Gimul Chadoshim, Miyayim Mis. If they gave Chalitza Teich Gimul Chadoshim, you have to wait Gimul Chadoshim in order to, from the Yayim HaMisa. That's the Din Hamtana. Heavy claimer, heavy laimed mikan, shloisha chadoshim she'omu. Omaishna miget, the rav omar, mishas nesine. Va'af al gav, the mishas ksive loinis yachad imo. That's for sure that mishas ksive forget he was not anymore in the shachad imo, dim kain. Probably get yoshin. We do not count the 3 months of Avchone Mishas Prishe, nor Mishas Nesine. Ochinami nimni Mishas Chalitza. She start counting the 3 months that the Mishas Chalitza, that is the nituk of the issues of the mace. So the Gemara says, Leisa Koris Leyovam Itar Tal Ache Gimel Chadoshimiyah. So the Gemara says, it's going to be by Chalitza, you can't make such a takona. That means like this. When are you permitted to be miyab? If you're permitted to be miyab, we count 3 months, and then you make yibum. Now, yibum is a shayla of Yisrei Shesach. Now, after 3 months, we're saying, no, is she muberes? Is she not muberes? So he says, well, he's dead for 3 months, so he was paid a shema from 3 months, so she's not muberes anymore. If there's no simon yibum, she's allowed to be miyab. So when it came to an Yisrei Shesach, so, we were matter bahachove 3 months from the prishe, you're allowed to be miyab. And here we're speaking about, dvorim chabur miyad, we're speaking about Isuri krisis. And now when we'll come to adin avchone, so we're gonna say, now we can't assume that, we have to start counting from the chalitze. Till then, so this is a chucha tlula, this whole thing is a gelechta. By Isereshes Och, you start counting from the Prisha, and from the Iser Havchone, you're gonna start counting from the Chalitze. The Iser Lav Leshuk, Leikolshkein Dometeres Lacha Chalitze Miyat, Shizich Emuta Lacha Chalitze, Oyob Ovrush Loisha Chadoshim Yoyim Amise. Now, that's what the Gemara speaks about in Iser Lav, which is very unclear over here. What Lav are we speaking about? The Dolchanel wants to say, that means if you'll tell me that, that you have to wait 3 months from the Chalitza, so in other words, we're going to be Chayish, maybe she's Muberes. I mean, we have to be consistent. That means, we don't make these Cheshbonos. That he was dead already for 3 months. That means we start counting the 3 months from the Chalitza. So that, and we have to be Mevare that she's not Muberes. That means, in other words, we are clearing that she's Muberes. Now, if you're clearing she's Muberes, so she can't get married out the Chalitza either. Maybe she's Muberes, and she'll have a Vlad Shel Kayom, and then the name of Vlad Paita, she hates a Lavir Oilom. So we'll say such a halach, in a chanami, we'll clear she's muberes till 3 months past after the chalitza. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. For Nisa Koris will be matah 3 months after the misa, and for Nisa Lav, we'll say you're not allowed to get married because maybe you're muberes. So Mamela, we couldn't do such a thing. Let us see Tais. Slach shloisha chadoshim leitzricha lahamtin. Oim Omar Rabbeinu Tam. Davke cholatz, if he gave chalitze, shachalitze, so the Rabbi Tam is speaking about a very delicate situation. There are two shailas over here. There's one shaila, ishimu beres from the mace. So that is, so that if 3 months pass from when the mace died, we can be assured she's not Muberes from the mace. But there's a Yavam around also. Maybe the Yavam was Boyal her. Why don't we think about this? So the Ben Etam says as follows. If he's giving chalitza, so that seems he wasn't Bola. If he was Bola, he won't give chalitza. So Memeiru, when he gives chalitza, so the Yavum Bechlau doesn't fall into the picture. There's no suffix, maybe he was Boyala. He gave a chalitza. In the Mace, it's 3 months after he died. Abo, a very interesting shaila. He Mace HaYavum La'acha Gimel. But what happens if he didn't give chalitza? He died. So now we have declared a shayla, you know, maybe this Yavam was Miyabma. Maybe it was Bolel. So Taisa says, the Yaiser Yavama Kreve Lebiya Miyarusa. That means a Yavama is more Kreve Lebiya than an Arusa. The Gazrini not in the Su. We have in the Mishneh that after Eris and Yosef to wait 3 months. That means, you know, after Eris and he was Boyala, but Chazal were Gezer Eris and not in the Suin. So on Arusa, Kalab Lebrocha, Sula Baila Kenid, Al Kaponim, we said an Arusa, we gave an Arusa a din of a Suffolk Nesuin. So a Yavam also could have a din of a Suffolk Nesuin. So Taisa says, Afa gav dama lakamapek beishamay bebsachempek eludvorim, yivemtei bosis nei, ishtei le bosis nei. Aina linya look me anafshe, that is a bushe that a yivome has from a yovom. So Taisa says, Aina linya look me anafshe at shloishim. Av linya gzeire shem a yisa achoisei, de gzeire bavchone iklamei mi yivimtei kreivu labi atfei. So that's what Tosfos means to say as follows. The Gemara in Psochim is speaking about a case that, let's say, a Yevome was Nisyachad with a Yavam 30 days. And now, Shitainis was Leibolel. That's what Shitainis. It seems Chazal have, it's Sanan Sadi, that he was Nishach at 30 days, Mistome Yizicha was Bo'alel. That's a 30-day period. In less than 30 days, this Nishach at 10 days, could be Lay Bo'alel. Could be 10 days he was Lay Bo'alel. And the Gemara says that a Yavam, the Emerson, it's more Mistav to say, Ukmi Anavshe, that he held himself back, from being Boyola than an Orus. Because a Yavam is Buzzes Mine. So that's, if I want to say that he was Mamid, the Snapsha, he held himself back, a Yavam is more Mesugul than an Orus. If he wants to hold himself back. But Le'idach Gise, if he doesn't want to hold himself back, so there's more reason and more right for him to be boiled the Yevomeh than for another to be boiled the Yevomeh. And for another to be boiled the Yishtoi. So if Chazal said there's an Isser Avchona by an Orus is already a loch of a potential boil, so a Yevom Zichah has a loch of a potential boil, which we have to already wait 3 months before she gets married to someone else. Maishno miget Rav Omar Mishas Nesina. Afal gav devadai leibo leho mikame Nesina. This is the guise of the Rishash. Lebaise, he wasn't boil her. From before the Nesina wasn't boil her.
What Rav said, you should wait you start counting from the Nesine. It'll come out very modern. You have two women and one chotzer, and their husbands, both of them gave a get, yud iya. So come out like this. Zu asure, vizu materes. So one gave a get, so you tell her, you know you're allowed to get married you have a chosen, you're allowed to get married today. The other one you're going to tell, no, you have to wait 3 months till you'll get married. Now, the emes in these things are very shayach. Why? Because the one that the get was written 3 months ago, some in Mela, you can tell her you're allowed to get married tomorrow. If you're allowed to get married, the 3 months are passed, there's no shayla of havchone. The one that the get was written today, so you can't tell her get married today. You have to wait 3 months. But this you also can't do. You can't do two women and get a get in the same chotzer. And how are you going to tell you're allowed to get married? How are you going to tell a ganza maisa of havchone? You can't do such a thing. So people think the ksivas of both of them are the same. In the mail, so if you'll be matter one to get married right away, so in mail, that is the svar of Rav. Rav said, you cannot chesben with ksiva, because ksiva is a not known factor, and by each woman it's different, and we can't work with these hidden factors. So we have to make a generality that you're not permitted to get married till 3 months pass. People will be under the impression that when there will be chalitzes, and one waited 3 months, and one didn't wait 3 months, people think samach lemisa chotzu. So you have to be consistent. So therefore we have to say that you cannot marry her till 3 months passed after the chalitza. Mishani le'isa kores hitarto v'im hoya reitzel yabim acher shloi. How can you say such a thing? That if you wanted to be miyabim after shloi, show you miyabim. Lisa lav le'koshkin. V'ayich efshel le'osre le'nose le'shuk acher chalitza. How could we answer her? She's not allowed to get married 3 months after the Acha Chalitza. She said, "Doim lechuche v'tlu v'ish malon oilam akach." No one will ever listen to the whole thing as a galechta. When it comes to chayve krisis, we rely on the prisha from the shas misa. When they'll come to get married, l'shuk will say, "No, maybe she's moberes, and we have to wait 3 months from the chalitza. We can't do such a thing." Zok the Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah that all women, before they get married, they have to wait 3 months. So the Gemara says, "Bishleime yevame kedamara." By a yevame, there's a very good reason you have to wait 3 months before you make yibum. Because maybe she's muberes, and if she's muberes, maybe she's muberes with blood shel kayomis, so there'll be an israel shesach. So you have to wait 3 months before you make yibum. Elashar kalanoshim amai. But all other women, what's the reason for waiting 3 months? Ebte gemar, omar av nachman amashmul, shum da omakro, liyes locho, elekim, ulezarocho achecho. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lezarcha achecho sha'ein ashchina shoyre ela al avadoim shezaroi miyuches achrov." Rashi seems to be saying that when can you be zeicha liyes lechol elekim? That the Rebbeinu Shalom be mashche shchinosei alecha, if lezaracha achecha, if you are careful that your children are meyuches achecha, that means we know who your children are. If you're careful, you make sure that your children be meyuches achecha, then the Rebbeinu Shalom be mashche shchinosei alecha. But if it doesn't matter to you how you do, if your children will be yuchas, will be yuchas, then the Rebbein Shalom will not be liyeis l'chol l'kim. So therefore, so let's elaborate. So therefore, if Reuven dies, and Shimon will marry Reuven's wife after 2 months. So now, they'll have a child after 9 months. So you weren't careful. Now whose child is this? Reuven's child, Shimon's child? I don't know. It's one of the two. It's a kosher child. So Fakert, by marrying her and in such a way that we will be unable to know whose child this is. So then the Kim Elias Lacholakim, Elias Lacholakim only applies if it's Lazarach Achecha. And others want to say this is Adereise. I'll say it's in Asmacht, I'll say this is Adereise. Shmus Adereise. Elias Lachol, that means we need Zare Meyuchas Achav. So therefore, you know, Lahavchin Ben Zare Shalisa Lazare Shosheni. So therefore, the Sheni has to wait till he'll know that it'll be Zare Meyuchas Achav. Bosib Rove, so Rove Esta Kasha, Lafikos Ger, Begiyeres, Richin Lahamtin Gimul Chadoshim. So Rove asked a very interesting question. Ger Begiyeres means as follows. He had a guy married a goite, and they both decided they're going to be Megaya themselves. Fine. So they were Megaya themselves. So the din is that they have to be Pirish 3 months, They have to be paid for 3 months. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Achecha, we said, she'en ha'shchinu she'er la'avadoim she'zah mi'chasach ha'ornah mi'kamal b'nadorim b'raisim mi'kem ha'mirdim v'ha'poishim bi eilu b'nei irvuvye. That means also, I don't know if it's a ben tisha l'rishin or ben sheva l'achin. Ger v'giyayris, ger shenizgaya v'ishtoy imoy. Both of them are gaya together. Tzich alam to gimel chadoshim, lifroish ze mize, v'hochamay lahavchin ikar, arei ein kan rishim v'sheini. You know, I know whose children these are. These are the children from this husband and this wife. So why is there over there a chi of prisha? So the Gemara answers, "Ochenami ikal lahavchin bein zera shenizra bekdusha lezera shaloi nizra bekdusha." So I think pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Later we'll have that the halacha is a Gemara later in Neisim ala Nusa. If a Goy was bo ala goite, and she was nisaber to umim. And then later, the goite became, she was megaya herself. They had children, twins. So that's klar that these two children are. And this is the father, this is the father, and this is the mother. They have the same father and the same mother. So the Gemara says, Ein chiltzin vei meyabim, and there's nisar eshesoch. Which means, in other words, that a Yiddish child, when they're born Yidin, because when Bishas laid there, she was Megai herself already. Is Heirosan Shaloi Bekdusha, Leidosan Bekdushan, so they're born Yidin, and they're Achim min Ha'ein, Veloi min Ha'of. So Ein Chelzin, Veloi Miyabmin, and the Chayiv Koras. I'll say Shus Achim min Ha'ein. If one will want to do, one will want to be Miyabmin. Now, so, Tachsach Mir, the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara and the Havamina held that the Tzorech to know who the father is, it's not necessary to know who the halachic father is. The Gemara says you have to know who the tibiyistik father is, who is the father of this child. That means, when you have two husbands, you have a ben Sheva or ben Tisha, now have a Shiloh, who is the father? So it's a suffix. It could be the second one is the father, the first one is the father. So b'meile, there is aloche l'zarech achecha. I don't know whose child this is. So that's also. But
Here I know whose child it is. The guy was born a goite, so it's his child. If she was Nisaber after the Geiris, when they both were Yidden, before the Geiris, when he was still a guy, but I know it's his child. So that was Rav's kash. If the reason, we have to understand one thing. It says lefichach, Mosiv Rav lefichach. The Baraisa says that means the same reason a woman is not permitted to marry someone else, Lachamisa's Baila, till she waits 3 months. For the same reason, therefore, a Ger and a Geiris also are Mechuyiv to be Poirish 3 months after the Geiris. The same reason. So Rav is asking Akash if the Cheshbon is because I don't know who the father is of this child. Here I do know who the fathers of this child. It's the guy. It's finished. So the Gemara answers, but you don't know who the halachic father of this child is. That means if she was Nisaba after the Geiris, he's the father of the Geir is the halachic father of the child. If she was Nisaba before the Geiris, so the goy is not the halachic father of the child. So it's also, there's a chesorin yediyah zaracha achracha halachically. That was the Gemara's teretz. Rav held that the halachic av is not important. As long as you know who the natural av was. And the Gemara says, nitazoy. Let's see, Rashi gave a guess, his garish, the image of Lam to give a chadash, and if you say, Mizeh, Bacham, I'll have chanika, I ain't can reach in the shame. Okay, so the Gemara answered it. Rava, ma rava is chaylik al shibul, not al psukim, it's a gzeire da rabonan. Gzeire, he says, a lot of kilkulim can arise if we will not know who the true father is. Gzeire, shema yisas achaysim eoviv. That means as follows. Let's say we had a woman that got married Teich Shloisha Chadoshi. Now, they'll be under the impression that he is the son of the second husband. That's what they'll think. And he's the Ben Shiva La'achin. And really, he was a son of the first husband. Now, the first husband had a daughter from another wife. Now, under their assumption, this boy is allowed to marry that daughter because they have a different father and a different mother. And it could be, maybe he'll come out, he'll marry his sister, Me'oviv. Kilkul number one. Kilkul number two, the Yeyabim Eishes Achiv Me'imai. Let us say that by the second husband, he'll have another son, and the other son will get married, and he'll die without children, and he'll feel he's a brother min ha'ov, and he'll be miyabim his wife. And it could in reality be miyabim eishes ochi, he's being miyabim his brother's wife, but me'imai, they only have the same mother, they only have the same father. Kilkel number three, v'yaitse es imai leshuk. Kilka number three, his mother could die from the second marriage. His husband of the second marriage could die without children. His mother will assume that he's the son from the second marriage, so she'll get married. And really, he's the son from the first marriage, and she's a Yevama Leshuk. V'yivteres yivimte l'shuk. Kilkul number four. Let us say that, again, well, these are four kilkum that he's under the impression he's the child of the second husband. So memele, there was the first husband left over a son who got married, and the son died without children. So the Yevama thinks her husband didn't have any brothers, so she'll get married l'shuk.
And really, he is the brother of her husband, because he's really a son of the first husband. So Memela Sarova said, not als psukim, als kilkul. That means if we will be unaware who the true father is, many kilkulim can arise. Let us see Rashi. Rava Omar, Shema Yisach Haisimi Oviv, in Nisei's Teich Shloisha, if she'll get married, Teich Shloisha Chadoshim, V'yolda, and she'll give birth, V'hu ben tes l'rishin, V'noilad bebeisi sholshen, V'savo, and they'll hold, Shehu benoi, V'yisa es bas by l'rishin, he'll marry the daughter of her first husband. She'yesh l'misha achers, V'hi achaisim in Oviv, this is a true sister. They have the same father. She'll give birth to another son. The other son will marry a woman. The yamis b'lei bonim. The yamena, and he'll be miyamna. If he's under the impression this is his brother from the same father. If his wife will, if his mother will not give birth to the second husband, another child, and he will die. People be under the impression that he is the son of the second husband, which is another kill. If he has a true brother from the first father, he's under the impression he's the son of the second husband. She's really skukaloi. Now, according to Rava, the whole Israel of Avchone is because of Kilkulim that can come about. Now, the Barai said, Lefichach, therefore, Ger v'Giyaris also, the Mechuyev to be Makish. So what Kilkulim can come about by Ger v'Giyaris? L'chode Mahani Yudhi Ikele Mechish. One of these Kilkulim can occur. Kigoy. L'shemo Yiyabim Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. The Kilkul is maybe he'll be Miyabim, his brother's wife, Me'imoy. I mean, Shema Me'beres Haisa. Maybe she was Me'beres Altskoite. Uchshe Teile, and when she gives birth, Svurehi Sheben Zayinu. She'll be under the impression that he's a Ben Zayin, he was born after the Geiris of both of them, Ubegdushin Israel. So Me'mele, so his father is the another child. And now they'll die. He'll be under the impression that he was also Nizra Bikdusha. So they're Achimina, Bikivin Sheza Nizra Shaloi Bikdusha. And now Rashi starts saying Chidushim Neroim. So, but could be he was Nizra Shaloi Bikdusha. Ustam Evedes Kechom Zayni. Now Rashi says all of a sudden Rashi throws in, and so if she was Nizra Shaloi Bikdusha, Kozman, she was a Goite, she was she had more than one boil. Ikele Meimer Shema Einei B'noi Shalzeh. So maybe he's not B'noi Shalzeh. Nimsenoi Seishes Ochiv Me'imoim. Now let us just see the Marsha. The Marsha is Ma'ira on this Rashi, which is a very Shvera Rashi. Shrek Lecha Rashi. Atkar L'shoine brings down this Rashi, so Masha is Lavov Medbeis. Bedafi HaMasha. So the Masha says, Peirushoi Tamua. The Miyachichi L'forish Mishim L'stam Evedes Kechov M'zoini. Why do Rashi have to throw in a new problem? That a stamalis comes a greater. They nami hu vadai benoi, afilu it's vadai benoi of the goy. abakibus on yizra bekdusha, like a bayibum, shul mitzadov, the mitzvah of yibum, they have to be achiminov, the chaimishimeses ochiv meimor, kedisa ba'edye bepek noisim beis, bepek noisim beis achim to umim, shenizru shaloi bekdusha, vilaidosam bekdusha, that means that since Bishas Leide, since the Bishas Ri, the father was a goy, so Bishas Leide, the Ram Yuchas to the father. Oiv Kosher, the Imnaim of the Tirutz of the Rove, the Nechash Amezintz of the Ein Zebnoi Shel Ger Isha, if the way Rashi says that we're Hayish, if she was Nisaba al Goite, so then a lot of other men fall into the picture. Nisabra, the Ains of Neshal Gerishim came, my kapach Rava le Tirutza de Shmu. So why is Rava asking on Shmu? The Shapi Kavchone ben Beis Zroim shall Beis Bnei Adam. The whole kasha of Rava and Shmu was, the whole din is, you have to know who the father is. Here I know who the father is. According to Rashi, I don't know who the father is. If she was Nisabal's goites, so 10 other people fall into the question. So I don't know who the father is. Dovade mishim derishin oivikachovim v'abeis geli odivim shneim Yisraelim. So what is the so just like there's a din avchana b'shnei Yisrael, there's a din avchana to know from this guy, from this girl. Mishum the rover leboy meimer like a bazar shalod the rover leboy meimer the leka avchana bazar shalod the mechad shagirze mishum the stama yep so period so kochach so the whole rover's kasha is shver. Why is it so difficult to understand? Now the etzim zach that Rashi says mishum the stama vidis kechavim zoynei shekosem Rashi. So it's not a problem. I mean, why shouldn't you be chayish for another husband? Ikamayim da locha shochet, the kim da balig yuri, im hi mizane misapeches, lovad mizere ishe shene misapeches mimenu, vashikos vatoises, besoy perg dalv achim, vadas rab yesi, vaosi baraisi kebosei. Buhu laida is a Talmud, toye kosov came bepeirish Rashi, vidoi.